This is Classical IPR. I'm Nancy Dineen in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Saxophonist Otis Murphy will perform a premiere of James Stevenson's Saxophone Concerto tonight with the Interlochen Arts Academy Band in Corson Auditorium. Dr. Murphy is professor of saxophone at Indiana University, and he's an alumnus of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Thank you for being here at the station today, and welcome back to Interlochen.
Thank you very, very much, Nancy. What a treat. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And the premiere of James Stevenson's piece tonight, by the way, he's also an Interlochen alumnus. How did this project come about with you and conductor Matthew Schlomer of Interlochen Arts Academy Band?
Sure. Dr. Schlomer reached out to me. He reached out to me expressing that they have this opportunity. And then he said, you know, it's not such a bad thing that you were a camper here at one time. I'm in the family. We're all in the family together. So he opened the door to welcome me. And so I'm just absolutely thrilled to learn this piece. I've been working on it. It's a challenging piece for me and for the band, but it's just super exciting.
We're so glad you've come to Studio A as part of your visit to Interlochen, along with pianist Chip Miller, who is the resident piano technician at Interlochen and a wonderful pianist. I understand that the two of you realized that you knew each other before.
Yes. At yesterday's masterclass, Chip was there, and he walked up to me, and he said, I was at Interlochen during these years, he said. And I said, I was here during this one year. And we looked at one another, and we said, we overlapped, but we never had met. Of course, it's a huge camp. And so we had never encountered and crossed paths. And so it was just really great. Even though we hadn't met, we immediately became very strong and solid friends. But yes, Chip played a work in the masterclass with one of the students by David Maslenka called Songbook. It's a work that originally was written for saxophone and marimba. And David Maslenka, the Wind Symphony, the Wind Orchestra coming up in our concert, they will perform his Symphony No. 4 in their program. And on a personal note, David Maslenka, he was my friend. He died in 2017, but he was a real champion of the saxophone. And so I thought it very fitting to play the Maslenka today, and Chip said he would be willing to come in and play it.
Thank you.
That was music from Songbook for Alto Saxophone and Marimba by David Maslanka. Otis Murphy, the saxophonist, with pianist Chip Miller in Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A. In addition to this performance, have you been working with the students here in other ways?
Yes, that's a big part of what I think I'm doing. I often think of the performance is exciting, but it's not the most important reason for my being here, at least for me. It's to work with the kids and to have time with them. We had dinner together yesterday, and we had a master class. I'm teaching private lessons to them as well in Dr. Schlomer's office. And just in general, I'm running into them around campus in the practice rooms because I'm practicing hard just as they. So it's a really great environment.
There are students here from grades 9 through 12, and obviously scoping out their opportunities and what to do with their future. What do you want them to know as they're embarking upon that decision-making period?
You know, one of the things I think is this environment here is priceless for them because they are living here on the Interlochen campus almost as if they would live on a college campus. So I encourage them. I say, wow, this is so great. They're already taking music theory classes and different things that music majors take. And so my input or suggestions for them are to just focus on the basics of playing. In saxophone playing, I've been privileged to do a lot of classes in a lot of places, and I've kind of narrowed down in my teaching to five areas. And I think after the master class yesterday, any of the saxophone students here can recite them to you. But they are, I call them the five T's of saxophone playing, and they're tone, tuning, tonguing, technique, and timing. And they apply for saxophone, but I believe for any instrument, instrumental music. And so when we work on these areas, we need to make certain that we play with our best tone. We must play in tune, so then we can play in tune with others. We must have very good tonguing or articulation. It's how we enunciate the notes. It's almost like speaking a language. And we need to have very good technique. We want to fluently move around on our instruments. And timing, we absolutely must play with impeccable rhythm so that we can play with other musicians, say in an orchestra. They play very precisely. And so if you're a little bit off from everyone, it'll be hard for you to find a job in the future. So that's one of the things I encourage students is to just really focus on here and now what's in front of them. And that's the fundamentals of playing their instrument.
And what will you play next for us?
Sure. I thought about the saxophone and what can I share with those who don't know the saxophone as a classical instrument. A lot of people don't realize that the saxophone actually was invented as a classical instrument. Adolphe Sax was the inventor of the saxophone. He was a Belgian. So the instrument was not around until the mid-1800s. Today, however, I would like to play something from before the saxophone was invented, and I thought playing Bach would be very fitting. I'm going to play the Bach Prelude for cello, the first movement. So I hope you enjoy hearing Bach on the saxophone.
Music of Johann Sebastian Bach performed by Otis Murphy, alto saxophone performing today in Interlaken's Studio A at IPR, and tonight at 7:30 with the Interlaken Arts Academy Band, the Interlaken premiere of James Stevenson's Saxophone Concerto. Thank you so much for talking with us and playing for us today.
Thank you so, so much, Nancy. What a treat.
That concert is at 7:30 p.m., and you can find out more at tickets.interlaken.org. In Studio A with Otis Murphy was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Nancy Deneen, and this is Interlaken Public Radio.
You're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.